Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You are now entering a critical thinking zone. Thinking caps are required beyond this point. From deep behind enemy lines, deep in the heart of the Midwest, it's your host, Andrew Coppins. And it's time for Critical Thinking.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, however you're consuming the show, but for us it's morning, and if you awoke like I did or went to bed like I did, it is not a good morning if you are a parent here in Chicago, especially if you're a parent of a kid that is in the Chicago public school system. And dear God, why in the blue actual hell are you a parent that has a child in the Chicago public school system? Pat, yeah, you had your hand up for a second there.
I have a question. What's wrong with the Chicago public school system right now, Andrew Coppins?
Do we have a full week of shows I could dedicate to that question?
I mean, we have today, tomorrow, Friday.
I don't think our listeners would enjoy that very much, but the news came back. The Chicago Teachers Union, a member of the American Federation of Teachers, by the way, 73% voted to virtually strike. And what do I mean by virtually strike? They're not going to report to classrooms today. And they're going to teach virtually. Mm-hmm. Yes, Pat.
I have a question. How do you virtually strike?
By virtually teaching, you see. Because here's the rub in all of this, Pat.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to get into this in a little bit, but folks, if you haven't figured it out, hang on for 1 second, because it is a That's right, it's a WTF Wednesday. If you're listening on podcast or on Mojo 5.0 radio, that sound you hear means it's WTF Wednesday.
So we're getting started with the WTF Wednesday early is what you're saying.
Yes, because I have many, many things to say and many tentacles of this story. But you see, Pat,
mm-hmm.
Chicago Teachers Union is not dumb enough to actually physically strike here. They're not dumb enough to do that.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, I am sure.
Okay.
They are shrewd. They are cunning. They're not stupid. I mean, they're stupid, but they're not that stupid.
I was going to say, isn't stupid a relative term here?
Because all sides of this are stupid. by the way.
Yes.
WTF.
By the way, folks, I woke up to this story this morning, sent it to him. We actually had a whole other topic planned. And the first thing that Andrew says to me this morning is, do I have things to say about this today?
Uh-huh.
Just throwing it out there for y'all.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those days. Angry Andy may come out in the first half of the show.
Oh, boy.
Just going to say. So, for those of you living under a rock, just the Chicago Teachers Union voted released the results of their online voting because they can't vote in person in the union hall because that would kill their entire point here. Right, Pat? They don't want to go to in-person teaching, so we can't go to in-person voting. We got to use SurveyMonkey or whatever, you know, bullcrap technology they used. But 73% of those voting, Pat, 73% of those voting did what?
They voted to shut down their classrooms and their schools.
They voted to teach virtually starting today. So they're not going to show up to work. They're going to teach virtually. And the reason I said that they are not dumb enough to actually strike is this, Pat, because this would be an illegal strike. There are only very few circumstances under which they would be allowed to strike according to Illinois law. And this ain't it. Now, Pat, I went to bed at around, 11? Our last conversation last night was around, 11:30 my time, 10:30 your time?
Something like that, sure.
Right before I went to put my phone down after our last conversation is when I got the email alert from the Chicago Tribune letting me know that CPS had canceled classes. 11:30 at night.
So, in other words, they kind of waited until the last minute.
You are correct on that.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, what in the blue hell was a parent supposed to do with that at 11:30 last night?
Absolutely nothing. I think that was the whole point, wasn't it?
I'm glad you brought that up because 8 hours ago, CTU Local 1, that's their handle on Twitter, they tweeted this out. Thousands of our members are CPS parents. To other parents and guardians of this city, we want you to know that when you put your children in our care, we put their well-being and safety first. We fight for your children like they are our own, because when we teach, they are.
Huh?
Cat out of the bag. Pat, I have said this for as long as we've known each other, but I have been saying this in my personal life to people of all stripes for over a decade. The teachers' union, and by and large, teachers, do not believe that your children are your children. They believe your children belong to them. It is part of what they learn when they go to become teachers at school, right? When they go to universities and colleges. Part of what they learn psychologically throughout that process is that your child is not yours. Your child is theirs. Especially since they spend more time with their children than you do on a given day. This is ingrained into the teacher's mentality from the time that they start their university courses in teaching, right? This is something that I've known for over a decade. This is a widely held belief within the teacher industry. Not all teachers believe this, but the vast majority. Again, Pat, I feel like I'm a broken record because about this time last year, we were having the same freaking conversation. And I was reminded of this, Pat. Have we advanced the ball of our conversations in regards to this pandemic at all in the last 2 years?
Well, it's funny that you would, because I actually was thinking about this. What real progress have we made when it comes to COVID-19 in this pandemic? I mean, other than the therapeutic, we're still pushing panic porn. We're still in some areas of the country pushing lockdown and pushing, keeping kids out of school and things like that. I mean, Chicago is basically your poster child for this.
Absolutely. You know, other than New York City, and maybe we can talk about this in another part of the WTF where we can talk about the Pac-12 and what's going on there. But classes canceled today for CPS students. So not only does that happen, Pat, but here's how I know that this is a strike in all but name. Why? What did the CPS brass do in response to this virtual strike, if you will? What did they do, Pat? What did they do other than cancel classes? You may not know this.
I don't know if I know this.
They locked all teachers, all of them, out of their Google Classroom. They cannot access grades. They can't access lesson plans. They can't access anything involving the Google Classroom setup. They locked them out.
That's interesting.
Which is the right thing to do here. Mm-hmm. Because what they're saying is we don't want to actually teach. They're using junk science to do so, by the way, because they're making claims that it is an unsafe working environment because we don't know how many students have COVID-19 and we must protect our members from those dastardly kids. Now, I can tell you this, Pat. There is a school district in which testing was done prior to return to the classroom. Did you know that?
No, haven't several school districts done this?
Right, but there's one very major school district that did it.
Sure. Okay. I don't know which one, but...
Austin, Texas.
Okay.
The results of which came back fully one-third of all kids tested positive for COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
One-third of one of the largest school districts in the entire country. Okay. This is the basis on which CTU decided to, oh my God, we got strike. I mean, teach virtually. There ain't a whole hell of a lot of actual teaching going on here. And do I understand that a third of students testing positive could be alarming? Sure. But here's the problem. You're using logic for influenza to what has turned out, by and large, to give people a cold, especially kids, especially when we're talking about Omicron.
I was going to say, isn't Omicron essentially just a cold?
It gives you the feeling of a cold. For the vast, vast majority of people out there.
And that's in all demographics too, by the way.
Yeah. That doesn't mean that Delta still isn't here, by the way.
True, true.
But even for that, the vast, vast majority of kids. And it goes back to this too. You're when we talked about the NFL and the NHL and the NBA, right? When we talk about all of those things, right? We talk about the net that's being cast is going to catch everything, right? What you really need to know is who is symptomatic. And we're topping as a nation 1 million cases a day right now. We're averaging 1 million cases a day that we're catching. But what we're also seeing, Pat, is hospitals telling you to not get tested unless you are really sick. Like a 103 degree and above fever, right? Unless you are having trouble actually breathing, unless you are having pneumonia-like symptoms, to not get tested. To treat yourself by isolating yourself. Which is exactly what, I don't know, Pat, our generation, our parents' generation, have been taught forever. If you are sick, you stay home. You don't need to get tested. There's no reason for it. In fact, that's what happened to me over our break, right? Did I get tested? No. Did I self-isolate? Yes. Did I take an at-home test to figure out if we could travel or not? Yes. One came back as negative. The next day came back as positive. I don't know if I had it or not, and I don't care because I was sick. Doesn't matter what I was sick with. How many people never get tested for influenza every year? Why do you think, again, Pat, we go back to this argument with influenza numbers versus the numbers for COVID. We don't test for influenza near the level that we've tested for this. In fact, most times people are not getting tested. They just know better to stay home.
Right. And the thing is, we've even said this before. And at this point, it's clear that the Chicago Teachers Union doesn't even think about this because they're still using this as a case to virtually strike, if you will, is that case numbers really don't matter anymore. They really don't. Especially with the Omicron variant, it really doesn't matter. I mean, for Pete's sakes, if it's a cold, no one cares.
Now, in case you're curious, Pat, as to how all of this will end, it is going to end one of two ways. Mayor Lori Lightfoot blinks, or she grows a spine and tells the Chicago Teachers Union to get bent. And how does that happen? She fires all of them.
You and I both know she has no spine.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she doesn't have any balls, though, but that's a different question for a different day. That's very LGBTQ plus of me, by the way. I'm not assuming her gender nor her biological situation. But the teachers union is going to tell us that it's going to end when these things happen. Quote from them 8 hours ago, as of this recording. The action will end when one of the following conditions is met. The current surge in cases substantially subsides, or the mayor's team at CPS signs an agreement establishing conditions for return that are voted on and approved by the CTU House of Delegates. To be clear, educators of the city want to be in the buildings. We believe that classrooms are where our children should be. But as the results tonight show, Mayor Lori Lightfoot and her CPS team have yet to provide safety for the overwhelming majority of schools. Thousands of our members are parents, like I noted before. It continues. Tomorrow, all members will log in remotely to work, and as this pandemic continues, we will do everything in our power to ensure that our classrooms are the safest and healthiest places for children to learn, thrive, and grow. Folks, last year this time we were going through the same thing. The ball has not advanced one single solitary inch in our understanding of the virus, our politics around the virus. Nothing has moved in over 2 years. This is your proof of that. Children are now eligible to be vaccinated, right, Pat?
Correct.
Right? So, wait. Are you now telling us, CTU and other teachers' unions that are pulling this bullcrap all throughout the country, that your beloved, precious, everybody must get it vaccination doesn't prevent the spread of COVID-19? Is that what you're now admitting to? Otherwise, what else? What other conditions, Pat? You already require masks in schools. You already require social distancing. You already require all of these safety measures to be in place, right? And we still see the kids getting sick. We still see you as adults getting sick. We see all of that sort of stuff, right? What health and safety measures could possibly be in place that would satisfy you? The answer is none. Short of everybody getting tested the second they walk into those school doors every single freaking day.
We
have no way in hell, Pat, to do that. None.
I disagree. There's a way for them to do this. And that is for them to take a tropical vacation and teach virtually from the beach.
Pat, that happened last year.
Oh, I know.
Remember when the Chicago Teachers Union was on strike in October of 2020 as well, by the way?
Yeah.
The communications director, who's a teacher, was on vacation in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah.
Also, that summer before had taken a learning trip to Venezuela.
Look, Chicago gets really cold this time of year, and it's cold and flu season. Why not go teach virtually from, like, the Bahamas or something like that?
I have an alternative vacation for many of these individuals.
Mm-hmm. Is it permanent?
Especially Jesse Starkey.
Is it permanent?
Potentially. It's a long walk off of a short pier. Into Lake Michigan.
Oh. This time of year?
Actually, you know what? You know what? I just thought of something.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of piers, I have a really grand, great idea.
Oh, boy.
We take all of the 73% of the teachers in Chicago that decided to virtually teach, aka strike.
Mm-hmm.
And we all send them to Navy Pier, and they cannot leave that hellscape until they agree to go back into the classroom.
For those that are not familiar with Navy Pier, mm-hmm. what is so special about this place? Just so for context.
There is nothing special about this place other than it is the home of the Ferris wheel, the big mm-hmm. Ferris wheel here in Chicago. It's got like the Sea Dog, which is like this big, like, you know, thing, and some dinner cruises can go off of there. But it is a quintessential tourist trap, if I have ever seen one. It also houses the Children's Museum and some other things. And right now, most of which is all shut down anyway. So I just say we just send all the teachers there. And they are forced to interact with the hellscape that is Navy Pier until they say uncle.
Is it like stupid cold there right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Stupid freaking cold. But Pat, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I do have some good news.
Okay.
I do have some good news for you. And it comes courtesy of an actual Chicago Public School teacher. Okay?
Okay.
And it's an email that our friend Austin Berg from Illinois Policy got and shared publicly, so I can share this as well, but was forwarded to us as well. Austin Berg has been on the show in the past. But he got an email from Joseph O'Call, who is suffering from cancer right now, by the way, folks. And it reads this. Hi, Austin. There may be a strike or a semblance of a strike by the Chicago Teachers Union tomorrow and onwards. The union is manipulating everything to justify remote learning for everyone. I will surely again report for work and be ready to teach inside my classroom. I will not join the union's call to strike, not to report for work. I do not believe that remote learning will help the students more. My stand is that I will follow my conscience, that which will benefit the students. I believe that in-person teaching will help my students more than remote learning. It seems the union is just using a remote learning as an excuse for political motives. I will be inside my classroom tomorrow waiting for my students and will be ready to teach as called for by my mandate as a teacher. Even if I have cancer, I do not wish to give up that last commitment to my students of being a teacher first and foremost. Go to hell, CTU. Folks, I want you to think about that. A teacher who has cancer is not afraid of going into a classroom full of those infected students. That is an example of what we talk about when we talk about good teachers. Okay? There are good teachers. We're not talking about that. But the vast majority support harming your children for their union's political gain. Can I spell it out any clearer for you? In the past 2 years, Pat, the Chicago Teachers Union has actually gone on strike, has gone on a virtual strike, deciding that we must go to virtual classrooms for the better part of an entire year. And oh, by the way, Pat, have gone on another virtual strike 3 times in less than 2 years. So, parents here in Chicago, do what other parents have done. Listen to what they're telling you. And if you believe that your child is your child, this goes for anywhere in the country. If you believe that your child is your child and it doesn't belong to a teacher, it doesn't belong to a school system, it doesn't belong to anybody. It is part of your family. That child is part of your family, not a community, not part of a it takes a village. Listen real close to what they're telling you. Because what they're telling you is that they're willing to put your child's future at risk for their own short-term political and thus long-term political gain. This is all about politics throughout the country. This is about more control in the hands of leftism. That's what this is all about. So pay attention to that. And when you see it, take your kids the hell out of these systems. It doesn't matter. This is the fight of our lifetime. I'm not kidding when I'm talking about this. Because, yes, Pat, neither of us are parents. But if I were a parent, this is what I would be doing if they're pulling this kind of crap. I would be making whatever sacrifice I need to make so that my child has a leg up in the future. The harm, the suicides, the incidents of younger and younger people getting hooked on fentanyl, on prescription drugs, the amount of children trying alcohol at really young ages, the amount of emotional, physical, mental harm that has been done over the past 2 years has been well documented. And it starts with this type of isolation. This type of isolation from real social, physical, and mental learning. Take your kids out of these systems. Sacrifice what you need to sacrifice. Find people within your building, within your block. Create classrooms for yourselves. You can do this for as little as $25 a month. Hell, in some cases, $25 a year. And make a sacrifice so that your child has a shot at a productive future. And you know how that can work? Literally thousands of kids on the south and west sides of Chicago are having this experience right now, where their parents, who might have to work 2 to 3 jobs, Pat, to make ends meet, to be able to provide housing, to be able to provide for their kids, are sacrificing even further by taking them out of Chicago public schools, not putting them into the private schools that they can't afford, but taking them out of the system completely and totally and homeschooling their children. And maybe that's not the answer for you. Maybe the answer is to take them and put them into a private school. Maybe you can afford that. Whatever the answer is taking their power away, taking their political clout away, taking their funding away, because it's not just the teachers' unions, by and large. It is the environment that has allowed these teachers' unions to think that they are the king and queen makers of our society. Take their power away now. And the only way you do that is to remove your child from their classrooms. Take it away now. It's just that simple. I don't know what other pieces of information you need. Maybe it's the hey, Pat, by the way, it's 10 degrees outside right now here in Chicago with a wind chill that's about 10 below zero. New York City is experiencing a tropical heat wave right now. And by tropical heat wave, I mean bitter cold temperatures, right? If they were in classrooms right now, they would be forcing those students outside to freeze their asses off just to eat. If you need any clearer picture of how cruel this all is, it's that. Go freeze your ass off outside because we couldn't possibly eat within the same proximity of each other. But we have to do it outside because, oh my God, if you eat and chew, you might spread the virus. Are you freaking kidding me with all of this? I'm done. And I said it yesterday on Twitter, Pat. I said it last night when Mayor Lori Lightfoot tweeted out her sorry to the parents about how if they go on strike, you know, CPS will work to fight for your kids. Yeah, the easy way to fight for your kids is to not allow this to happen, to sue their asses right back into the classroom, or better yet, fire them all and hire teachers who will do their damn jobs. But we're not seeing any of that. So the answer must be you. The answer must be get used to different. Get used to doing something different. Maybe that difference is I have to be the person who takes control of my child's education going forward. Maybe that's the get used to different here.
Any final thoughts on this topic, Pat?
Well, I was going to say that also might mean, and this is a thought that's also come to mind. If you are in a place like New York or Chicago
or LA
or LA, you know, somewhere where these kinds of issues are happening and continuing to happen, regardless of what's really happening with this virus. Because we've said before, this virus isn't going away. It's here to stay. If that's the case, and, you know, I understand homeschool may not be an option for everybody. It may not be. I understand that.
Why not? Would be my question.
True. And I understand that. But, you know, everyone's going to make their decision on this, right? Mm-hmm. I honestly, truly believe, and this is an extreme option, but I truly believe one of the best ways to impact change in places like Chicago and LA and New York is to move the hell out.
Yeah.
Get out.
But that's not an option for some people either. Yeah, actually it is. You can find a way. It might require this drastic measure called sacrifice.
Right. And because here's the thing, you want to impact change, sacrifice is going to have to be made somewhere. It's going
and
to
there's
have
there's nowhere
be.
That we need to impact change more than what's happening. The inexcusable loss of this generation of child. You want to talk about the greatest generation, right? We talk about that all the time. This is the lost generation, and this was preventable from the get-go. This is the biggest stain on America in my lifetime.
Yep. I mean,
this is it.
For those in Illinois, I mean, you have a couple of great states that you could move to that are within proximity of Illinois.
Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana, the state being to the east. I mean, you could even – Ohio would even be a better option at this point.
Iowa is a great option for education, by the way.
Yep.
Iowa is a fantastic option. Why? Because you have a governor there in Kim Reynolds who actually gives a bleep about your child's education and has actually decided to advance fund students, not systems.
Right. And I mean, the thing is like I actually have experience. Well, I don't have experience with this. My family does, in that the school that I graduated from, my parents moved to Dubai for about 10-ish years. My dad was a pilot for Emirates Airlines, and they came back as he got a job with UPS. They moved back to Ohio. They sent my sisters to the same school that I graduated from. But in the course of the time from when I graduated and the time that they came back from Dubai, that school system went down the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And that it became a very much a welfare town, and that the school was just not what it used to be in terms of its credentials and whatnot, mm-hmm. what have you, right? There was a school that was, you know, a half an hour to the east that has open enrollment and takes anybody from anywhere. And that's where they had my sisters go, and that's one of the better schools in the district, and ultimately in the state. And that's what they did. They sent them there, you know, and they gave Northridge their money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing things like that does make a difference.
It really does, because and the other part of taking your child out of these systems is that the system doesn't get the money anymore.
Right.
Right. What happens when your child is not in the system? Again, it depends on the state and how the funding mechanism works. Certain states, it's tied to how many children are in a classroom on a given day, or what is the enrollment at the beginning of the year, at the end of the year, that sort of situation. It all depends, right? But if your child's not there, there's no money to be had. It's just that simple. It's affecting their ability to do their worst to your child. There is nothing worse than what is going on right now in school districts all over this country. If you want to pick a fight, this is the fight to pick. It is. And we're here to support you. If you have a story, if you have anything that you want to tell us about what's going on in your school district, or maybe it's a good story or a positive story or a really negative story, whatever it is, tell us, DM us at The Coppin Show, at The Pat Anu Show. That's Facebook, that's Twitter, that's Instagram. You can get a hold of us anywhere. Now, that having been said, Pat, I think it's time for us to play the B or not the B and move forward.
Are you ready for today's headline?
About as ready as parents were to have their children out of school here in Chicago.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because today's headline.
No, God, no.
Teacher illegally vaccinated a teen on video inside her home, and her district responded by reassigning her. Teacher illegally vaccinated a teen on video inside her home, and her district responded by reassigning her. Is this the B or not the B? That is the question. And while you're thinking about that, Andrew Coppins, folks, one of the things that has been on my mind lately, and as Andrew has alluded to, we've been working on a book, and this is actually something that I've been working into the book, is a level of preparedness. And we've talked about principles like shining a light on the Chicago Teachers Union and pointing out all the bullcrap that's happening within Chicago right now when it comes to this, when it comes to COVID. The fact of the matter is, you need to be prepared. That doesn't mean just being prepared, you know, at home. That means being prepared to take on the consequences of your choices and your actions, and to face those things head on. That might mean losing your job. That might mean moving your family to a different state. It might mean some level of sacrifice. My point is if you get prepared and you're prepared at home and you start with your food storage, you might be able to take on some of these very big challenges head on. And if you're prepared and you're able to do these things, it won't make it necessarily less hard or less difficult in the end, but it can alleviate some pressures at home. It can help your family out by simply just going to preparewithmojo50.com. They've got all sorts of great emergency food supply kits over there. I strongly, strongly encourage you in the year of 2022 to get prepared, because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. But be prepared. Be prepared to take on some of these challenges. Be prepared to fight for your family. Be prepared to make those sacrifices. And having a good food storage will help you with that. So go to preparewithmojo50.com. That is preparewithmojo50.com. I'm assuming you don't need this headline again.
No, because this is not the B.
It is not the B. And I figured if the Chicago Teachers Union didn't bring out Angry Andy, this actually might. Long Island teacher reassigned for illegally vaccinating teen. Laura Russo, who is not a doctor or authorized to administer vaccines, was busted for the New Year's Eve incident at her Seacliff home.
Whoa, what? At her home?
Yeah. You didn't get that from the headline? This was in her home, dude.
Please tell me she's being charged.
Well, see, she's a science teacher at Herrick's Public High School in New Hyde Park, according to her district's website. Mm-hmm. She's been taken out of the classroom as the criminal investigation proceeds. The individual in question is a district employee who has been removed from the classroom and reassigned pending the outcome of the investigation.
I wonder if she's going to the same reassignment place that those who commit sexual assault on campus go to in New York. Have you ever heard about that? There's basically like a district office in which all of these people who are basically rapists.
Is that district by chance called Rikers Island?
No. It's literally in the New York city school system. Like they literally just send these people to basically push paper around because they can't fire them.
Well, I don't know because it doesn't necessarily say where they reassigned her to.
Okay, just curious.
But it just says that she has been reassigned. Now, that sounds about par with the course of New York as a state in which it is notoriously difficult to fire even the worst of teachers on earth.
Folks, remember earlier in the show when I said that the cat is out of the bag? This is all the proof you need. They literally believe that they know better than you as a parent, to the point of, I'm going to illegally obtain and then administer a therapeutic to your child against your wishes or their wishes.
I have a question. How in the hell did she get her hands on this?
I don't know, and I don't want to know. That part because should not be made public, by the way.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is like, how does a average Joe, everyday citizen get their hands on the vaccine to administer to somebody else? How do you do that?
I don't know. I don't. Unless maybe somebody in her household is a licensed administrator of that, or you know what I mean? In which case, this is a much deeper conspiracy in which there are multiple people that should be going to jail. But, Pat, I want to, on this WTF Wednesday, actually give you some mixed bag, if you will.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And this comes from the UK.
Uh-huh.
The freedoms we're able to maintain in the teeth of this Omicron wave have been made possible by the number of people getting boosted. And I want to thank again everyone who assisted in this extraordinary national effort over Christmas. Our GPs and their teams, pharmacists, everybody in our fantastic NHS, the thousands of volunteers, the ingenious initiatives of local communities like the one in Redbridge Town Hall, which vaccinated 1,700 people on Christmas Day. And every one of you who has come forward and done your bit by getting jabbed. But there are still almost 9 million people eligible who haven't had their booster. And it's absolutely heartbreaking that as many as 90% of those in intensive care with COVID have not had their booster. And over 60% of those in intensive care have not had any vaccination at all. People are dying needlessly because they haven't had their jabs and they haven't had that booster. And there are 2 million booster slots available this week alone. It's already the case that to travel to some countries, you need a booster to be considered fully vaccinated. And it's likely that within weeks, this will increasingly become the norm. So, if you haven't done it already, get yourself boosted this month. Exactly a year after the UK administered the first AstraZeneca vaccine, a British invention that has enabled 2.5 billion jabs around the world, the best way to contain this virus, help our NHS, and keep our country open is to get boosted. So please, get boosted now. Thank you.
Is it me, by the way, or does it look like he just got out of bed from a nap?
It always looks that way, but yeah. Now, the mixed bag here is that, as he points out, that they're going to keep their society open, right? And he talks about the need there to ride out the Omicron wave, right?
Yeah.
That's good. That's the message that we should get. We cannot control this. We can't do anything about it, right? That is the great part of this, right? We're going to ride it out. And we can't control it. But then it's also wrapped in the blanket of smallpox, if you will, of the booster messaging.
I was going to say he was promoting making sure that everyone is triple jabbed.
And hidden in all of that is the statistics that he was talking about. Because those statistics are from the very beginning of January last year to now. Because they're not true today. If you were to just take a daily look at it, not true. It's 100% not true, those statistics. They do not exist that way. It's just not true. It is true that about 60% of those cases in the ICU. That part is true. But that also means 40%. You have a 40% chance if you are double or triple jabbed of going to the ICU. Do you like those odds, Pat?
Not really.
Because I'm pretty sure that's not a vaccination, and I'm pretty sure that's a really shitty therapeutic.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not pardoning my French. I've had enough today. But Pat, why don't you continue down the wonderful road of WTF Wednesday?
Alrighty then. I'm going to go with our wonderful favorite White House ginger. And by that, I mean Jen Psaki.
Your big sister?
No relation. Okay. But Jen Psaki calls out Ted Cruz because, Ted Cruz is calling for Biden's impeachment. But she said that Jen Psaki calls Biden's impeachment threat from Ted Cruz name calling.
That's rich coming from her.
I have a question.
Yep.
How is calling for Biden's impeachment name calling?
You know what is name calling?
What?
AOC's response to what the hell are you doing in Florida? That is name calling.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the hubris. We haven't touched on that story because here's the reason why, for me at least, and maybe you can comment on this, but the reason why I'm not touching on that story is because that is the biggest look at the shiny thing I have ever seen. That entire story. Mm-hmm. It's not look at the shiny thing of AOC. It's look at the shiny thing of her stupid response, right? And then don't pay attention to the fact that she wants to lock your kids down and do all the things that have been wrong over the last 2 years.
And then go and do the exact opposite for herself. Yeah.
Both are their shiny thing, by the way. Both of them are shiny things. This story sucks all the way around. Who cares if she's in Florida? I get the hypocrisy, right? I understand calling the hypocrisy out. But beyond that, who cares? Is she not free to do what she wants to do? Yeah. Or are you saying that you only get to participate in the society in which you are trying to impose on other people?
I mean, to be honest, I don't even care that she went to Florida for her vacation.
Yeah, I don't.
It doesn't matter to me. Because honestly, I believe anybody in their right mind should be able to. Everyone's entitled to a vacation from time to time.
Yeah. But
so she can do what she wants.
But the response is so stupid. It is the dumbest thing ever. Why are you even commenting on it? You know what I'm saying? Like people that are taking this response seriously are as ridiculous as she is. Beyond that, I'm struggling today, Pat. I am struggling to hold it together.
Do you need another quick WTF?
No, I don't. I don't need any more. Please just give me your final thoughts.
Okay. Don't get lost. Remember who you are. No means no. And go to hell, Chicago Teachers Union.
Please be smart, be safe, be kind. As always, Matthew 547.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.